So what's in store for the meeting, April the 10th, in the Veterans Theater? That's what Chet and Gary talk about today. Let's go! Good morning, Chet, and how are you today?
I'm doing great, Gary. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Well, I have to ask you a question about the meeting. How many slides?
71.
Oh, 71.
I think that's a record.
Wow, 71 slides.
Well, somebody came in and slipped a few in at the last minute.
Oh, I felt like your count was lacking, so I had to ask you.
Okay.
So let us know what we're going to be talking about this month.
We're going to be talking about iPhones and iPads and some fundamental skills that are very valuable to people in using those devices, and stuff that people don't really normally think about. We're going to talk about things like fast app switching.
Fast, okay.
Doing copy and paste operations, things like that, and going through that. And then at the end, just kind of pull all the pieces together, one of the things I'm going to do is recommend a way that you can log changes to your settings so that you remember them.
This is
a problem that we see here in the help lab quite often, where people come in and they've made a change to the settings. They don't remember what the change was. They don't remember doing it. Somebody else did it for them, all these kind of things. And in one case, I had somebody who got a new iPhone, and they had traded in their old iPhone. They had a special type of hearing aid, and they didn't remember how to configure their iPhone to work with this new hearing aid. And, of course, they didn't have the old iPhone, so they don't remember what the settings were that they had to make there. And so, it's just kind of an idea of a way that you can actually record what you do in your settings if you change settings.
Yeah, that's a big problem. We've seen at the help sessions, that and the, not remembering passwords.
Not remembering passwords, yeah. That's still a big problem.
Right. We did several iPhone 101 classes and a 102 class this year, and they went over really well. So I think we're going to have some more in the fall. I'm sure we're going to have some more in the fall. And we're going to rework those. And I know that we were talking about that between us. You had some ideas for
right.
that. And so hopefully we can get that all together when Tom gets back. Tom will be absent from our meeting Tuesday. And now that I say talking about the meeting Tuesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
I said Tuesday. It's Wednesday. I have enough trouble as it is.
You lost April Fool's, right?
Yeah. I don't need to be sending out a message saying message Tuesday, meeting Tuesday, that's for sure. But we would like as many people to come as possible because we are going to be voting on some bylaw changes. So when we do that and we give you notice that we're having that meeting, then we take the majority of the people that attend the meeting to pass those bylaw changes. So a little thing about, just a little bit about bylaws, the changes we're proposing, and then we're going to jump right into your presentation because it lasts a good amount of time.
It's going to be a little bit longer this time than it has been, go through all of this stuff. But I think that one of the things that we all need to be aware of, and those of us that put these presentations and classes together are going to have to really work on this, is what's going to happen in September.
Right.
With iOS 18, iPadOS 18, the rumor mill is just running crazy with all the talk about artificial intelligence and new changes to things like Siri and so forth. So it's going to be really interesting to see. And I think everybody's got to just be prepared for there being some quite significant changes in a few areas.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to the June
WWDC, so we get some upfront information, and I'm hoping to download beta test some of that stuff as soon as we can, so we can start playing with it and get a step up on things.
Right. the beta program is pretty nice if you've got another device that you're not critical that
right.
something happens, because especially in the early versions of the betas when they go through all the bugs. And
I like some of these guys that do the YouTube videos. A couple of them, they're you know, they show you their desk and they've got about 10 iPhones laying on their desk.
Yeah. Or on launch day, they bought every version of the iPhone.
They could get their hands on, so they could demo it on all of them.
And, that must be nice to have that kind of cash.
Boy, I'll tell you, YouTube videos must be a lot better than more profitable than I thought.
Must be. So on the on the presentation itself, now, are there any, is this going to be a, like a exercise?
No, I think we're going to try to stay away from that. Every time we've tried to do an exercise in a very large group like that, we wind up taking a significant amount of time to do very little, and so it really doesn't work out well. You know, if you figure in that room that 10% of the people have a problem.
Right.
Both that 10% is hanging up everybody else for a considerable period of time while you try to straighten the problem out for them. So I don't think that's the way to do that. I think exercises are better done in a small group in a separate classroom environment where you can take the time to deal with the issues.
Yeah, I think in the last few meetings, we probably lost about 30 to 40% of the people when the exercise started.
Yeah, when we started to do table exercises, I've been noticing the same thing. I'm not sure that the table exercises are working the way we want. We may want to rethink those for next year and plan on not doing those and see if we can get some feedback from the group.
Yeah, I can send out, I'll do a poll again. Of course, we only have one more meeting after this before we go into our summer break.
So, right.
So it'd be a good time to do it when we start back up in the fall, how we want to do it. But, you know, I'm kind of in agreement with you. It just seemed like it was just too large a crowd to go through that one, especially you had to fight just the issues of people not even have the apps that we were using downloaded.
Right.
So, yeah. And that took quite a bit of time away from the exercise, going around and trying to get everybody just started. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard to deal with some of that stuff. But
I've looked at your presentation. It looks like there's a lot of good tips there, and I can't wait to see it. I'm sure it's going to be very beneficial for a lot of our members.
I hope so.
That's your intent anyway, right?
That's the intent, yeah. Give them something different to think about. The fundamental skills that I'm talking about for people are things that most people don't actually use.
Right, because
and they are fundamental skills, folks.
Yeah, they are. It's, you know, copy and paste is pretty
fundamental. It's pretty fundamental, yes.
But there's a good exercise or a video you go through where you make some changes and how
and to log those changes,
yes,
yeah.
How you can go back and see what you had before and you know, if you needed to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, so, if you mess everything all up, you've got a picture of what it was before you started.
Yes. And, you know, you just, like we've talked several times, I think not most, but there's a lot of problems with just having people just playing with their phone, you know, playing around with it, opening things up, trying different things and settings. And the exercise or the movie that you're going to go through is going to hopefully eliminate that fear of they can't get back to where they were in the first place. So,
right.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That's some good tips. There's some other basic tips that you're going to go over. It's going to be a really good presentation. Looking forward to it. Well, that's about all I have today, Chet. You got anything else to add?
No, I think the other stuff that's going on, there's a lot of stuff in the news about this lawsuit against Apple, and we're just going to have to see what that is, where the government is claiming they're a monopoly. We have to see how that plays out.
Right.
I have trouble with them being a monopoly with a 60% market share, but anyway.
Yeah, they just don't like it that Apple's making as much money as they're making.
Well, that could be.
That could be it. And they always talk about how they're going to, these bills going before Congress now to outlaw the flying of these DJI drones because they're made in China.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's always something. They got something to always vote on. The hill, right? All right. Well, with that, I think we'll call it a day, and we'll see you all at the meeting, hopefully. And
Wednesday. Yes, not
Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday the 10th.
10th, that's
Wednesday
correct.
Wednesday the 10th. That's great. So have a happy solar eclipse day. Don't look at the sun.
Yes, don't look directly at the sun, please. No burned eyes.
All right, Chet. You have a great day.
You too, Gary.